That was at Sauce Walker, Boss Man D-Lo. It's effective immediately on Hip Hop Nation. We are checked in. It's DJ Head.
I'm Gina Views.
Yes, we got a great show lined up for you. A lot to talk about in hip hop. Maybe like a little bit of Lotto news. I don't know. She dropped the album, her third album, her third studio album. We're going to be talking about that. And we got to talk about what's been going on in the world of Blueface because it's not really good. Right, Gina?
Shout out to Blueface, man.
Yeah. Also, Gina View sat down and dedicated her life to watching Carisha Please interview.
Yes, I did. I did. I had to get the tea. You got to get the scoop.
So we're going to be talking about that and much more. Tap in with us at effectiveimmediately.live. You can hit me direct at DJ HED.
Hit me everywhere at Gina Views, Hip Hop Nation.
Yes, please tap in with us. All right. Also hit that website, effectiveimmediately.live. Join our group chat. We're going to be sending out a newsletter in the next week or so. Just welcoming everybody and maybe give you some tea on what Gina Views got
going on. Who writing that?
Are you going to write it?
Shout out to AI. ChatGPT, here I come.
Shout out to Glorilla. That TGIF is coming right after this. Psst, I see dead people. It's Hip Hop Nation. It's effective immediately on Hip Hop Nation. I'm DJ Head.
I'm Gina Views.
All right. You saying, now, here's the thing about this Lotto album. I'm going to say this, and Hip Hop Nation, do not judge me for this. I don't think this is necessarily a stereotypical hip hop album. I think this is an R&B slash hip hop album. It's a love album, in my humble opinion, because Lotto is somebody who we always respect. We always think that she's a dope rapper, dope MC, all of that good stuff. But a lot of these songs, she's like talking about being in love, in a relationship, getting out of a relationship, a toxic relationship. I held you down. It's only like two or three songs where she's not talking about a man or involving a man. What do you think?
I think that Blixum is definitely a love song. You heard Blixum?
Yeah.
She said that gun make me wet.
Yeah.
That's definitely love, right?
Yeah, that's a different kind of love. But
I feel like most rap albums, though, they do have those love songs or R&B songs on there. So I'm not mad at that. But I do appreciate a rapper talking about what they're actually going through.
Yeah.
If you ask me, this is one of the best rap projects that we got from a female since Invasion of Privacy.
I can see that too. I do like how vulnerable she is. She really, and then also shout out to, what is it, Me? Shout out to Me at the end of the album where she like really kind of peeled back them layers a lot and kind of gets real personal. But I did like, what's the name of the song where, what's the name of the song I'm thinking of, Nate, with the Mike Jones?
There She Go.
Is a banger.
That's a slap. Yeah. To me, that's the song that all the DJs, myself, we all gonna be playing, stuff like that. And also the Chicken Grease is another one that we all gonna be playing. So I think she did a good job of giving everybody a little bit of something.
Yeah, well, she's showing her versatility. She was even singing on there a little bit.
Yeah.
So she's showing us that I can do all of these things, and this is why I'm up here. Mm-hmm. She's showing us that her pen is crazy. She's showing us that she's versatile. Mm-hmm. She got hits on here. Blixum, There She Goes, Shrimp and Grits, H&M, Squeeze, Sunday Service, of course, Put It on the Floor, of course. She gave us a great project.
I want the Gina Views thought because I got into it with Elliot Wilson and Jeremy Hecht on The Bigger Picture about Lotto's contributions. And they were basically, well, I was saying that Lotto is not to be confused in the class of Glorilla and like the up and comers, Glorilla, Sexy Red, like the Flo Millies of the world, because like Lotto has already established herself as a mainstream artist. She's already had a huge record with Big Energy, went top three in the country.
Yeah.
It went number one across radio, across all formats. It's triple platinum at this point. So I don't think you can put her in those same categories. Also, the other take I had was she didn't get the Drake stimulus package. She just did a song with Drake.
Mm-hmm.
Sexy Red has been on tour with Drake and had multiple records with him. So to compare those women, I just see all of the online chatter. They're comparing like the sales and stuff like that. I don't think it's fair to compare Lotto to the other women rappers.
I think that Lotto has put in more footwork than her contemporaries, but she's still a part of that era with them. She just been in it. She was on Jermaine Dupri show from way, you know, back in the day. So she does have more. It's just like Beyonce being a part of a girls group back in the day, you know. So they've done more, but they're still in that class.
Okay.
Because then where would we put her with?
I think she's in the middle.
I can see that. Okay, I can see that. We're not going to put Nicki with Kim. We're not going to put Lotto with Nicki.
I feel that.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
I feel
she
that.
Just with the class. She just.
But what about Meg?
Meg is in this class. They're all current right now.
Right.
Like, they're all current.
Same generation.
Same era. Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. And then also Lotto just announced her tour.
Yes.
Are you gonna
coming to Inglewood?
You trying to go see Lotto on tour?
I'm trying to perform.
What you perform?
Put It on the Floor.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I want, that's my shit.
Okay.
Or Sunday service. All I want to say is, bitch, I'm really hurt. Fuck wrong with niggas. That's all I want to say. Lotto, just hand me the mic. I say that, and then I leave the stage.
Gina Views, ladies and gentlemen. got some Eminem coming up for your listening pleasure, and some 310 Baby right now.
Rock your hips.
No, we're playing. This is the remix of Soak City with Blueface Baby.
Oh, shout out to Blueface. But Rock Your Hips is a banger, and he said I take your. Shout out to Blueface. Free Blue.
We're going to be talking about that right after this. It's effective. That was a Hanuma Kind. Don't know how to say that. That Big Dogs right here on Effective Immediately is Hip Hop Nation. Do you know how to say the name of that song, Gina Views?
I don't know how to say a lot of words, as you know.
Yes, I do know that.
I don't know how to pronounce that at all. But what I do know is that it's a banger.
Yeah, the video is fire. It's like a post-apocalyptic, like they in a circle, yeah. Like basket. It's crazy.
It's giving Rolling Loud type artists.
It is.
I can see that. I can see lights flickering. I can see mosh pits. I can see the crowd jumping.
Yep.
I can see me catching an anxiety attack. So I would not be in that crowd.
Couple of seizures from the lights.
Couple of seizures, you know. I would definitely watch that from the stream, but he got one.
Watch it from the stream.
I don't fuck around with big crowds.
Yeah, nah, I remember somebody saying something about those festivals and like, damn, you got to go watch a show with a helmet on.
Yeah. No, I my first Rolling Loud, I had an anxiety attack.
For real?
Literally, yes. It was just too many people, too much rubbing and things like that. But you know, Rolling Loud just announced that their 10 year
anniversary.
Yeah, and 310 Baby.
Shout out to 310 Baby.
Shout out to him. He's having an amazing career.
Crazy run right now. And you know, he did the remix with Soak City. You were saying something about Blueface too.
Yeah, Blueface is on that remix, and not to be biased, because that's my boy, but Blueface has the best verse on that song, I think.
I think so. I think people rap Blueface's verse the most.
And that, like, could be due to the order of the appearances.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. But when I play the record, people do rap Blueface's verse. But he also just got his sentence.
Yeah, Blueface was just sentenced to 4 years in prison. So I did go to the court date, and he's already served 8 months in jail. So the judge did grant him time served.
Okay.
She knocked off 400 and something, some odd number, days off of the sentence.
How does that work?
I am not knowledgeable on jail terminology, so I'll try my best to explain this, but 1 day in prison counts as 3 days in county. I believe that's how it goes.
So time passed different in county and federal.
Like in space.
I mean,
like
state penitentiary. Years. Penitentiary and county.
Exactly.
Okay.
So with that being said, he should be home. Wack broke it down. If anybody, y'all follow Wack 100, go look at his page. You can pull up on YouTube. But he said that basically, best case scenario, he'll be back by summer.
This next summer.
Oh, Blueface is calling right now.
Next summer. Blueface
is calling right now.
Hello, this is a free call from an inmate in the men's central jail. To accept this free call, press 0. To refuse this free call, hang up or press 1. This telephone call may be monitored or recorded. The use of special calling features is not permitted during this call. To consent to the monitoring or recording of this call, please press 1 after the tone. Thank you for using GTL.
Blue, you live right now. Hip Hop Nation, Effective Immediately with me and DJ Head.
Blueface Baby.
Hey, hey.
What's up with it, bro? Man, we was literally just talking.
We're literally talking about you right now.
We're talking about you right now, live on the radio, bro. And Gina was trying to explain the numbers, because she was saying that 1 day equals 3 days or something. Do you know how that shit work?
Oh yeah. So I got sentenced to 4 years. I got a year credit, so that go down to 3 years, and I got to do 33% of that.
So you'll be home by summer. Ish.
Yeah, a little bit before that, probably like April, March, April.
Okay.
March. So we're looking at a spring release of Blueface.
On the side, you already know it's going down.
Okay, but how are you holding up? I know I only been able to like talk to you one time since you've been in there. Like, how, like, what's your mental like? You straight?
Oh yeah. No, I'm jelling, man. I'm in my environment. You know, I'm always soak up and adapt to it. So it ain't really nothing. It's really like a.
This call is being recorded.
It's like a little break from responsibility, honestly.
What changes have you made physically? You got buff in there with the hair looking like. What's going on?
Yeah, Yeah, I cut all my hair off. I'm about to get the waves cracking. I'm like 180 right now. Ain't never been 180 before. So, yeah, I'm getting sized up. I'm about to bounce out looking like a Dalmatian on the side.
Now, what have you been doing to, like, pass your time? Like, have you been reading books? You been writing rhymes? Like, what have you been watching TV?
Man, be jacking off, watching TV. Eating burritos and using the phone. That's pretty much it.
What you watching in there? What's Blueface watching while he in jail?
Man, they only got like 12 channels. Watching a lot of the news, the Sherry Show, and the Jennifer Hudson Show.
Blueface watching Jennifer Hudson is crazy.
Old head shit right now.
Do you have access to music to listen to?
Yeah, I got a little radio, actually. I heard that Soak City remix come on one time, made my little day and shit.
Yep.
Booming and buzzing.
We was just saying how you got the best verse on that remix.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, I'm always come spectacular.
You got any music in the vault that might come out while you're there? We know you dropped a project when you first went in. Is there anything else dropping?
Probably not, honestly. I've been writing, though. I've been putting on my writer cap, so I got a couple songs for other people.
Let us hear a verse. Just rap for me real quick. You know, come on.
Let me think. Let me see what I got in the vault.
Who's this verse for? Who did you write this verse for?
Who did I write it for? No, I ain't gonna give that away. I can't do all that.
Okay.
I'm gonna rap one of my own shit.
Okay.
Let me see. I think it's something that ain't out yet. I got terrible memory.
What's up with MILF Music?
You said new music?
MILF Music.
Oh, MILF Music. Yeah. That's going on. There's a lot of that going on. You know? Coming soon. About to drop. I was planning to wait till I get out, but, you know, I got a little extra time, so might as well let it all go.
Yeah.
Hey, I know you had the reality show deal before you went in. What's the update on that?
Oh, Rap Queens West.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, Rap Queens. Yeah, they still waiting on me. They being patient. As soon as I bounce out, we right to it. That ain't done with. That's still going on. Top of next year. So keep subscribing, keep auditioning, keep applying.
Do you pay attention?
What's up with y'all, though? Who out there talking smack? Let's get to the good stuff. Who out there popping it while I'm incarcerated?
I haven't heard anybody say anything really like inflammatory or negative towards you. It's really, I mean, other than obviously, you know, like the baby mom situation and stuff like that. But I haven't really heard anybody like have anything to say about you, honestly.
None of them rappers out there popping it like they waiting for me.
I seen Soulja Boy get a tweet off.
Soulja Boy still waiting, man. Soulja Man, he been turned that fade down. I don't even. He talking like he wanted, like he needed.
Did you offered to take the fade? Was it like you was gonna do it like on Triller, like it was a pay per view event?
We need that boxing.
Soulja Boy promised me a fade, so how whatever's clever, the fastest way we can do it. I'm still on that. On the side. I think NLE owed me one too on the side.
NLE Chopper?
Out there popping it.
What did NLE Chopper say? Did he agree to it?
Man, he called me up.
This call is being recorded.
On the side, he called me out for it.
No, I remember that, but I'm saying did y'all ever agree to a day or to a, like, did y'all ever agree that it was gonna happen?
The last thing he said was he don't want to fight me, but I'm not going for that. I still need it. I understand.
You plan on getting back in the ring when you get out?
Hell yeah.
Who you want to see? Because you had a fight that got canceled, right? You were supposed to fight Nick Young.
Nick Young still can get that. I understand. Nick Young. NLE or Soulja, whoever's ready.
Are you open to just, are you taking all phase? Like, you open to anybody, basically? Like, because, you know, it's weight classes and shit in real fighting. I'm just asking if none of that mattered to you.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm 180 right now, so it's like I can either lose it or gain it. Whoever want it can get it.
Well, because you seen, like, I seen, you know, Jake Paul is fighting Mike Tyson. So, like, is that something
that's crazy. That's going to be a good one.
Is that something that you're open to doing as well?
Jake Paul, yeah, hell yeah. Jake Paul giving up that bag for the squad. I'm definitely on that. On the side.
What's up with Crazy in Love Season 3? We getting that?
I don't know. That's a tough one, you know. Me and Rock, we vibing right now, but you know when that business get involved, you know, it might get a little weary.
Have you talked to her since she's been gone?
Have I talked to who?
Are y'all able to communicate? Because she's incarcerated as well.
Oh, yeah, we stay on the three-way. On the side, we stay on the three-way. I just got off the phone with her.
What about...
She's doing all right. She'll be out soon.
What about the... What about the, like, the little one? Are you able to, like, you know, be in touch and, like, have, you know, have contact or, like, visitation, stuff like that?
Not as of now.
Yeah.
Because she's incarcerated, but hopefully when she gets out, she'll come bring him up here or whatnot.
Okay.
Well, thank you for tapping in, Blue. We miss you. We fuck with you. We love you. What you got for the people? Just give us a few words for the fans.
Man, I'm ready to bounce out, looking like 101 Dalmatian. Feel me? I got my sights set on New Plantation. All this shit, you know, bigger and better, faster, harder and stronger.
We seen that.
You know what I'm talking about.
We seen after your sentencing, the video of your pops, you know, went viral because he was emotional about it. Have you talked to him?
Yeah. When he was crying or something?
Yeah.
Oh, man, tell him, man, stop all that crying. Pops is good. You raised a soldier. And you're thugging.
All right. We'll get word to him.
Yeah, let him know on the set.
All right. Nah, for sure. We appreciate you, bro, for sure.
Yep. Tap back in. I'm going to get you a call in later.
All right. Well, hit me, like, in, like, 2 hours.
All right.
Well, that was an impromptu call from Blueface Baby.
Blueface Baby. That was crazy.
Super crazy.
For us to be talking about, because I could have been on any break.
Divine intervention right there.
Yeah.
But yeah, hit us up at effectiveimmediately.live and hit our YouTube for the full conversation right now. It's Effective Immediately on Hip Hop Nation. That was that Drake It's Up featuring Young Thug and 21 Savage off that 3-pack of mid that he dropped. Gina View's GOAT.
3-pack of mid is crazy.
It was mid.
You're mid.
Was it not?
No.
Okay, It's Up is the best song out of that 3-pack.
I don't like the way you be doing the person that you're named after.
I'm not named after him. I'm named after a man named Drake, who is not from Toronto.
Mm.
He's from Linwood.
Do you know him?
Yeah.
You don't know your daddy.
I do know him.
You know your daddy?
That's crazy. Yeah, I know him.
You didn't know your daddy.
You thought I didn't know him? Why?
Because you always be having them daddy jokes.
No, I know him.
Oh, okay.
He campaigning right now and stuff.
He trying to come back?
Yeah.
Let's get into some girl talk.
Okay.
So, Carisha just did an episode of Carisha Please where Saucy Santana is actually interviewing her about her whole experience with, you know, all the Diddy stuff going on, as well as her relationship with JT. Fans were, needless to say, very disappointed. If you go through the comments, you'll see. If you watch the episode. It was no tea at all.
No warm water.
No, it wasn't even iced
honey,
tea.
Nothing.
Like, it was the letter T.
Gotcha.
Like, that's it. However, this is one of those moments where I feel like you can't please everybody, because the internet bullied her to speak up.
Yep.
The internet bullied her to respond. When she finally says something, it's like, oh, well, this isn't enough. But I think that people are failing to realize that her name is mentioned in court documents. It's only so much that she can say.
I wouldn't say nothing if I was her.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have did the Carisha Please interview.
The other thing is, you know, I don't want to put nothing, you know, on a black man. This shit not funny to me. This is very, you know, a serious situation, but we don't know what type of pressure he's applying on her either. So there's still like some level of, you know, respect or integrity that she has to hold when she's talking about these things publicly.
And these people are not like just random people either. JT they came up, they like they damn near sisters.
Yeah.
And then her I'm pretty sure her and Puff was in love.
Right.
So I mean, it ain't like these are just random ass homies either.
And she's also on the network that he brought her on.
Facts.
So she also announced that she's dropping a new game, second part two to the one that she already has. They also talked about her relationship with JT and the whole fallout. She said JT will forever be her sister, but they just grew apart.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Shout out to No More City Girls albums, unfortunately.
No More City Girl album.
But Young Miami, a.k.a. Carisha, is a podcast host, mm-hmm. a television host.
And she's killing it.
You like it?
Yeah. She has some, I think that she's like the new era of the whole sit down type of conversations mm-hmm. with these female rappers, influencers, and things like that. She had a dope interview with Ari Fletcher. Meg Thee Stallion came on her show. So people are, Summer Walker. People are trusting her in that space.
She's an influencer.
She also says she called herself the Black Oprah.
All right. We got some Don Toliver coming up. Also some Boss Man D-Lo. Right after this A Boogie with a Hoodie. It's effective immediately on Hip Hop Nation. That was that Boss Man D-Lo, Lil Baby, PJ. Right here, it's effective immediately. I'm DJ Head.
I'm Gina Views, and I got some immediate bullshit for Hip Hop Nation. DJ okay. Head, are you ready?
Yeah.
So LeBron was spotted in Paris. Okay. A kid approached him and wanted to take a picture, and LeBron was like, watch out. I don't want to take a picture. Back up. But then he got to the door, the entrance, and he heard the music, and he hit his Dougie.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
It seemed like he didn't want to be bothered. Little kid walked up.
Well, the thing is, you don't necessarily have to be bothered with a kid and still be feeling yourself enough to dance.
You know what he said, though?
What?
Fuck them kids. Like, that's what that gave me. That was the fuck them kids meme.
That's what that was.
That's what that was. In other news, in other immediate bullshit news, I just had Kaylin For Real as a guest on Ho Fashions. Shout out to Kaylin For Real. Shout out to Ho Fashions. Make sure y'all go tap into that interview. It's out now. We were talking about being intimate mm-hmm. and, you know, different kinks and things that men like. Mm-hmm. And he told me that he spits in girls' mouths.
Okay.
So now me, I need a fade if a nigga spit in my mouth.
You need a fade for a lot of things that happen to you intimately. Like you wanted a fade.
Yeah. For standing on me.
Yeah.
I think that egg being cracked. I think that those are all justifiable fades.
Okay.
Have you ever spit in somebody's mouth?
Yeah.
Like regularly? Like this? That's your shit?
I wouldn't say that.
What? What does it do?
She
for you?
Told me to do it.
Oh, you had a freak ask for it.
I wouldn't call her. Well,
that's a dirty animal right there.
She.
It's a freaky bitch.
I wouldn't call her that.
Would you call her? What do you call her? What do you say? Do girls call you daddy?
I mean, they may or may not have.
This nigga probably respond back with West Coast. Do you say shit like that? Do you say West Coast when you get a cracking?
All right, got some Polo G coming up, some Lil Durk right after this Nicki Minaj, Travis Scott. It's the remix. It's effective immediately on Hip Hop Nation. That was at Polo G, Lil Durk. We a shoot. Speaking of Polo G, we going to have Polo G tapping into the show while I'm in the mix, so keep it locked for that.
Shout out to Polo G. And I got some hip hop history.
Okay.
So Travis Scott's album, Days Before Rodeo, dropped 10 years ago. So today is the 10-year anniversary of this project.
Man, shout out to Travis Scott, too. Also, here at SiriusXM Hip Hop Nation, Travis Scott at MetLife Flyaway Sweepstakes. We got that for you. To enter the win, for the rules and everything, go to SiriusXM.com/Travis Scott. MetLife, no spaces. Do that before September 8th for your chance to win. Of course, right here on Hip Hop Nation, we want to send you and a friend on a VIP trip to New York City to see Travis Scott for one night only in Utopia. Okay, you know he names all of his affairs, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. In Utopia at MetLife Stadium. Now, this is not to be confused with an arena show. Okay, this is MetLife Stadium. This is a big ass football arena. Okay.
It's called MetLife.
Yeah. So if you want to get in on that and everything else, VIP experience, you and a friend. It's not just you, it's not solo. Go to SiriusXM.com/Travis Scott, MetLife, no spaces, by September 8th, and enter to win. No purchase necessary. It's Hip Hop Nation. I'm DJ Head.
I'm Gina Views.
All right, it is effective immediately. That was that Drake Housekeeping Knows featuring Lotto, who just dropped her third studio album.
Shout out to Big Mama.
Making hella noise. Speaking of noise. Okay, the SoFi Stadium in the city of Inglewood, who just hosted the Hard Music Fest.
They let them white people scare.
The city of Inglewood bans outdoor stages at SoFi. Now, this is going to affect hip-hop because this is where Rolling Loud is every year. Every single year out here in L.A., Rolling Loud is here. It's the biggest hip-hop festival in the country. We all know this. Mm-hmm. But Hard Music Festival is not hip-hop. Yeah. It's an EDM festival. It's unch, as Gina Views would say.
Unch.
And they had the music so goddamn loud and the bass bumping so crazy. People were hearing this music miles away from the stadium.
That's that gentrification.
That's why
everybody's scared, because it's white people in Inglewood now. It's that gentrification.
Is that what it
is? But you see, niggas ain't never ran concerts out of the Inglewood. Right. We just got the SoFi.
We just got it. And we had Dr. Dre and Snoop do the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But apparently they still do concerts at the SoFi Stadium.
It's not outside.
Just the outdoor stages. They said they are banned, which is extreme to me. It's like an overcorrection. Yeah. Like, banning that, that's going to affect everything. We are getting the Olympics here in 4 years. Shout out to Snoop. Snoop just went out there and was damn grand marshal of the whole thing. And him and Dre closed the ceremony by doing a performance saying that, and they had a big thing saying L.A. 2028.
Yeah.
And I think that's super dope. But the outdoor stages thing, they're going to have to lift that ban by in the next 4 years.
And they probably will. 4 years is a long time from now. But they are, I did see the list of venues where the Olympics will hit. SoFi Stadium is one of those.
Yep.
StubHub, LA Live, and Chick Hearn Court.
Okay.
The Coliseum Convention Center and USC Gallen Center.
Oh, yeah, the Gallen Center. Look, here's what's dope about the Olympics. A lot of money comes into the city.
Yeah.
Do we think that the niggas are going to know how to act? Because...
No, niggas going to be getting robbed left and right.
Oh, okay. Because I can see somebody getting a call like, hey, you know when the truck pull up with the medals? You know what I'm saying? Like, hey.
Niggas going to be trying to steal trophies and medals and shit. Niggas don't know how to act.
Man, hopefully not.
Because you got to think about it. USC and Coliseum, that's in the middle of the hood.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Hey, listen, white people. The USC Gallen Center is definitely in an area where there are a lot of us. You know what I mean? And so is the Coliseum. Okay, if yes, you weren't aware. And now the SoFi might be okay.
SoFi cool.
You know, they've been buying up a lot of that area around there. So
who is they? Define they.
Nah, I don't want to do that.
Are you referring to gentrification?
I'm referring to, you know, a whole lot of different.
I knew Inglewood was different. There's coyotes out there now. White people be jogging.
Yeah.
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 What do you think the streets of Los Angeles are going to look like when the Olympics get here in terms of like freeways?
I'm going to be in the valley.
Yeah.
I don't have nothing to do with that. I know, like, you and our producer Nay was talking about, like, yeah, we're going to, you know, it might be some athletes. We might kind of be.
The nigga's going to be at the highlight room in Habibi's.
Yeah, I'm going to be in the valley. I don't want nothing to do with the traffic is already stupid. I mean, stupid. And they got, and this is the other thing, too. If you are interested in coming to Los Angeles for the Olympics in 4 years, understand that traffic is a thing.
Yeah.
They're finishing all of the railways and stuff like that, but that's not going to be enough.
Yeah.
So be prepared.
Yeah. I'm praying, though, too, like all jokes aside, that security is high, because at large events and things like that are where things happen.
Yeah. Yeah. So you know anyway. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Anyway, are we... We got some Mustard, Young Thug, Lil Durk, That Ghetto is coming up. Also some Tommy Richmond. Right after this, T Grizzly is Hip Hop Nation Effective Immediately. Yo, it's Effective Immediately. I'm DJ Head.
It's your favorite homegirls, Univues.
That was that Mustard, That Ghetto off of that Faith of a Mustard Seed album. A lot of dope music has come out. Speaking of which, Barack Obama, a.k.a. 44, dropped his summer playlist. Some stuff on here. Shaboozy obviously is on there. Tommy Richmond, Million Dollar Baby. I'm speaking of stuff that's relevant to us.
Sweetie on there.
Sweetie is on there. I like the My Best Song. I actually said that on the air. I like the My Best Song from Sweetie. And also, there was one more I saw on here. Who was it? Common.
Yep.
Common. Shout out to Common. The People was on there.
You know what stood out to me, though?
What?
The Song of the Summer is not on there. The Song of the Summer. I mean, I've already crowned it the Song of the Summer.
Okay.
I don't know how everybody else feel about it. Not like us, it's the Song of the Summer.
Correct.
Whether you're a fan or not.
Correct.
That's the Song of the Summer. You can't go anywhere without hearing it. I listened to the radio and it came on 7 times.
Damn.
Back to back to back to back. Got in the car, it was on. Got out, got back in the car, it was on. The song is playing everywhere.
So what you saying about Obama?
I think Obama might be trying to stay away from the beef.
You saying Obama cap?
You said Obama cap.
I'm asking you.
That's what you said.
No, but I'm asking you.
My president is a real nigga. He's just playing it safe. He playing it safe. You got beef with Obama.
I don't got no beef with Obama. Obama is to me the he's the epitome of presidency.
Do you think Obama is not walking around the house singing that, saying, wop, 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 Michelle, fuck him up?
I don't think that's what's happening. I don't necessarily know. And I don't even know if...
You know he playing not like us in the house.
Hey, do you think Obama curse?
Like, hell yeah.
Like a lot?
I mean, he'd be like, damn, my nigga.
Hey, did you just snort? I know you didn't just snort on the radio. That's crazy. She just snort. Hey, listen, bro. This is a wild day, okay? Shout out to Lotto, that Big Mama's coming. Also, Kendrick Not Like Us. And I'm hopping in the mix right after this. And we got the homie Polo G tapping in with Effective immediately. Keep you locked. It's Hip Hop Nation.